Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Bethley and I are happy today to start a new two-part series here called Conflict Resolution Between Parents and Toddlers. And for all of you that have toddlers out there, we hope this will be a great help to you. Let's get started, and we look forward to sharing these thoughts with you. All right, so let's get started. You ready to move right in?
Yes.
Conflict Resolution Part 2. We're going to talk about parents and children. And this is such a big one, and it actually is multifaceted. And
it
so
is.
Let's just tell them where we're headed, okay?
All right.
And so we're going to start with some general, today we'll talk about some general Bible principles, not all of them, just to give you an idea of Bible principles. And then we'll talk about our toddlers, so okay. Parents and toddlers. And then next we'll talk about parents and children once they're beyond the toddler stage. And then probably the biggest area of conflict resolution is parents and teens. And so we're going to spend at least 2 or 3, maybe 4 weeks about parents and teens. And then we're going to talk about parents and adult children. And then we're going to have a discussion about special situations, blended families, step dads and moms, and divorce situations where one parent wants is okay with one thing and the other parent is not.
Right.
And all of those are special situations, and all of those require very definite conflict resolution. So this is an important topic, and one of the topics that we always have to deal with is parents. And so let's just jump into the general Bible principles.
All righty.
And here's one that I almost always give. It just almost always shows up, and it's in the book of Proverbs, a soft answer turneth away wrath. And it's just absolutely a reminder there that our voice, the way we say it, we can be calm, we can be gentle, we can lower our voice. Our discussions can be calming, or our discussions in the latter part of that verse can be grievous.
Yes.
And it just stirs things up. And so really one of the things you have to do to master this art of conflict resolution is you have to learn to lower your voice, speak softly.
Yes.
And I love how simple that it is. So simple, and yet something we all struggle with.
Right. I have actually, I've seen this in action as a young person. We had a family come to join our church. He was transferred into the area, and his wife became a teacher in our school. And I went to Christian school, and our teachers were amazing. They were wonderful, godly people. And so I don't want anyone to get the idea that they would rail at us or yell at us in our classroom at all. But, you know, they would get stern with us from time to time. They would get frustrated with us. And I remember this teacher, her name is Mrs. Dalporto. They are now retired and living in North Carolina. But Mrs. Dalporto always got our attention, not because she would get harsh with us or frustrated. I just remember she would lower her voice, and she would talk very calmly but very pointedly about what she wanted to happen. And I remember it made such an impact in my life. I thought this, every child in the room, their eyes would go straight to her, because you knew she was serious, but you also knew that she was doing it in love. And so as a mama, I haven't always fulfilled that, because yes, I do get frustrated with my kids. I have said things in a harsh way or in an unkind way. But that made such an impact on me, because I thought, you know, as a mom, to really get a hold of my children and let them to let them know that they need to listen to me, it's not the time to talk frustrated. It's not the time to be all stressed out. Like the moms you see in the grocery store, like, are you serious? Did you do that again? And all the crazy things you see out there. But it is the time to stop and allow the Lord to calm your heart, and then to speak softly to your child. It's just an amazing thing.
So as believers, really, we have to be on guard about frustrations, because when we handle conflicts with, you know, from the position of frustration, that tends to escalate the conflict, because we raise our voice, we're irritated. Busyness probably is another part of that.
Because
in the busyness, and as we fail to, conflict resolution is an investment of time.
Yes.
And we just really don't want to take the time. It's a bother to us to have to solve a problem with our children.
We'd rather just yell a command and have them step to it. And then when they don't, we'd rather yell some more instead of stopping and taking care of it with a soft answer.
You know, instead of saying to them, you know, it's easier to yell, stop it, than it is to say, let's talk about this. This is why that is wrong. This is what's going to be done about it.
Yes.
And so there has to be an answer, but it has to be a soft answer. Here's another verse in Proverbs, and this one is in chapter 18. He that answereth a matter before he hears it, it is a folly and shame unto him.
Mm.
And this is not so much with toddlers, because it's not a matter of necessarily discussing things with toddlers, but as our children begin to get older and you know, they're preteens or they're teenagers, that's a really big one, because Sometimes we jump in assuming this is what's going on here and I don't like it, I'm going to take care of it, and we blow everything up. But the Bible reminds us right here that listening, listening to a full story, getting all the facts, is essential to conflict resolution.
Yes.
And probably that would be a good verse to even back up for our marriage one, because sometimes in our conflicts in our marriage, we know what's going on. I know what's going on here, and I know why you did what you did, and we just jump right in without all the facts. And so listening. Mm-hmm. So he reminds us right here that I've got to hear a matter.
Yes.
And if I don't, it brings folly and shame.
Right.
You know, and so that's such a powerful.
Well, that's another one that just takes some time, because we assume, being the adult in the matter, that we know exactly what happened with those children and the whatever the problem is we're trying to fix. And so we don't want to take the time to get to the bottom of it. We just want to fix it right away. And that can cause just some hurt in your child's heart when they feel that things have been dealt unjustly to them throughout their childhood. And we will sit around the table with our adult children and they will all share stories about, remember that time that you got spanked for whatever and you didn't really do it, you know, and they laugh about it now. So it does happen where something was misunderstood. But it should be our goal to at least understand the whole problem before we go ahead with any discussion or discipline.
Yes. So the general Bible principle starts with Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer. Proverbs 18:13, a full understanding.
Yes.
Seek to have a full understanding. Mm-hmm. But one of the things we learned in Proverbs was that clear directives are essential in conflict resolution. And one day, you know, I actually heard a preacher preach about it and then began examining it myself. And I was amazed, like in chapter 2, verse 1, Solomon says, "My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee." In other words, there has to be words and commands before your son can receive them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how in these early chapters, in chapter 3, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." And so what he's reminding us here is that we as parents have to have clear directives. Our son cannot remember a law that we haven't given.
True.
They can't keep a command. Their heart cannot wrap itself around a command that we haven't made clear.
Yes.
And he says, "Hear ye children," this is chapter 4, "the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law."
Mm-hmm.
He speaks of his dad and says, "My dad taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, she shall preserve thee. Love her, she shall keep thee."
Mm-hmm.
So what he's reminding us of right there is that it's true that a soft answer is essential, and it's true that clear understanding is essential, but it's also true that clear directives are essential.
Yes.
And as we get started here with the toddlers, that's where it all starts. With a toddler, your little one, you're beginning to give clear directives so that your child can listen to wisdom, can listen to what is expected, can understand where you're wanting them to go. And at first, they don't have the ability to think it through.
Right.
They just have the ability to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, sooner than later, in fact, very soon in a child's life, it's shocking how fast that children begin to think it through.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, what they're thinking through, they want to know, you know, why.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times as parents, we find that frustrating. How dare you question me? But actually, God designed us to think. And so when our children and teens are thinking clearly, and one of the things we always point out is that, you know, you hear it everywhere, teenagers are really fast to pick up on, you know, insecurities or
inconsistencies
or whatever. And they'll pick up on that really fast and throw it at you. Mm-hmm. And although that has a negative side to it, if it's handled incorrectly, it is how God made us to think things through. Even faith is a matter of understanding.
Mm.
And so our faith is not blind. In Christianity, we don't blindly believe. God tells us in his words that we're to look for evidence so that our faith is reasonable and our faith is built on a clear understanding.
Right.
And he says that in Hebrews when he says that, faith is the substance and the evidence. And that's why he gives us creation, so that we can look there and say there's a God. Mm-hmm. We can ask, you know, how do we know and why? And we can see the clear understanding. So it all starts in Proverbs with, as parents are giving our children wisdom. Chapter 5, my son, attend to my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. It just goes on and on. He says in chapter 3, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. So what's he doing? He's giving clear directives to his children.
Yes,
so,
and that is a very important point. I think it's important, all of these are important, to have a soft answer and to understand what's happening in the situation before you go through with any directives or discipline. But to have a clear, thought-out plan of simple rules, if you want to call them that, for your children is vitally important, because not only will it frustrate your child if they think you have expectations of them that they have no idea what they're even supposed to do,
right?
But it frustrates the parent, because you in your heart know what you want them to do, and they're not doing it. And so you, instead of treating them like a child who needs a directive, you're treating them like an adult who should already know this. And so you get frustrated and you're like, what's the matter with you? Why can't you figure this out? Why can't you just do it this way? Why can't you sit still in church? Why can't you sit up at the table and eat all of your food and not get any crumbs or mess on you, right? You know, whatever. So you have to understand that they are children. They do need guidance, and it will help both of you not to be frustrated.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Did you enjoy today's talk about conflict resolution between parents and toddlers? If so, make sure you join us next time, and we'll conclude the conversation with part 2 of this short series.
For more information, or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.